Blog Talk Radio.
For all you guys listening out there, let me tell you a little secret, okay? Whenever you are trying to please your woman, you best take your time.
True story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You can't be rushing things because it takes a while for us to get heat up. And then once you heat it up, once you heat us up, we're ready to go.
I ain't ready to go. I need you to take your time, extra time.
It depends. Sometimes it's heat me up and ready to go. Sometimes heat me up and you best take your time. I don't know. But pretty sure you can tell from, you know, my reactions what I want. So.
Well, that's if you're paying attention.
Yes. And please pay attention. Take your time. Pay attention. It is not that hard to figure women out. You just got to, you know, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on with her. Before I get into too much detail, let me go ahead and introduce the show.
And what if we wanted detail?
Well, because that might be a little too much information for some of y'all out there. But anyway, it is Valentine's Day. That's right. If you forgot, you're screwed because it's late. All right. It's February 14, 2012, Valentine's Day, and it is time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas. You see what we did there? Yes, I know. I'm Snow White. You know, ever eloquent, always articulate, very, very sweet.
Yes, always very, very sweet.
Always so sweet. Yes. And then we have Miss Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle.
Licking on my heart-shaped box. I mean, lollipop.
Oh, yeah?
Really? You're,
I said I have some Kirkland
video if you got it.
You do actually have a nice heart-shaped ass, though.
I do not beg your pardon.
You do. It's nice. I'm just saying.
We don't want heart shape. Just want bubbles. Bam! When I start. Rest a glass on it. I'm from the South. That's what we like.
We like the badonkadonk.
Rest your glass on it, man. Okay, anyway.
We also have Miss Ginger Rocks also.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. How are you?
I don't know if I can say that on air. I'm good.
What? No, nope. You can say it on air. It's my time. What?
I need to get laid. That's what I need.
I'm not going to do with you too.
What?
Wait a minute. What is going on the Twitter with...
What am I missing in Twitter?
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I seriously have moments where I forget when I type stuff. I actually tweeted something, and our homie Mollipop retweeted it for me. I was like, what's he retweeting? Did I say something? I did.
Mollipop, what's up, lady?
Hello, Mollipop.
Mollipop.
Mollipop, Mollipop. Oh, Molly, 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 Mollipop.
Mollipop. Oh, I was going to say
that. That is so cute. All right. Can y'all tell that we are hyped up on sugar? It is Valentine's Day. Oh, boy. Too much chocolate.
So I haven't had any chocolate.
I haven't had any chocolate either.
I'm not a fan of chocolate, being that I am chocolate. I
need chocolate. Where's my chocolate?
I lick my own arm.
That's your chocolate right there.
Actually, I'm more caramel color, but hey, all purpose. Okay. So, you saw I'm sorry, Jason Stackhouse is staring back at me, and I lost my train of thought.
I want Alexander Skarsgård. I want him. Y'all can have anybody else.
Can I have them both covered in chocolate preferably?
No, I want Alexander. Y'all can have Jason. I'm done.
They can both cover.
Can I have Jason Momoa then?
You know what? I think that's a really hard decision because Jason Momoa has that kind of dark and growly thing, and Alexander Skarsgård kind of has that, you know,
light,
sullen and growly
thing.
Just don't do it for me so much.
But you know, I don't.
Guys, though he is hot.
I like Alexander's character. I don't know if he's really like that. See, that's what we like the character. Guys, here's a tip for you guys. The girls, when the girls are telling you there's a guy that's hot in a show, you need to study his mannerisms and start asking the women, what is it about him that you like? Now, obviously, the physicality of Mr. Skarsgård, he's 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He's very imposing. He looks like he could just sweep the girl off her feet or back her into a corner and say dirty things. Either way.
Oh, yes, the corner of the wall.
The hands around the throat, the growl in the ear. Yeah.
Yes. And he does that on the show. So we like the whole mannerisms, his physicality. So if you got the fall, you just got the swagger, and then you are good. But they don't work on all girls. Some girls want to back you in the corner.
You know what? But but the trio here, we like it when they back us into the corner.
Yes.
Stop, go.
It's like we're saying, no, stop, when really we're saying, like, no, stop. Don't stop. Don't keep going.
Too dare stop.
We're scaring away our guests.
I know we left. I was like, oh, gosh.
All right, so.
Scaring our guests away.
Sorry, guest bajillion and two.
Bajillion.
Well, this is what virtual love is about. If you are not Alexander Skarsgård, there are ways you can emulate this in the digital world. Obviously, we talk a lot about Second Life's a good place, but you can pretty much do this in any game.
Yep.
And now, guys, we want to tell you, we frown upon those of you who make the avatars that look like the Incredible Hulk on steroids already. Yes, I said Incredible Hulk on steroids. If you didn't get it, I repeated it for you. So you look overly muscled. You don't look natural. If you go look at Alexander, Jason Momoa, the guys, a lot of guys we mentioned, Vin Diesel, they're just nice and proportionate. You can make that guy and then adopt his
manner. They're cut, but they're not bulky.
Yeah, they don't look
lean. I mean, even Vin Diesel, who has a little more bulk on him than Jason Skarsgård or Alexander Skarsgård or Jason, you know, his name's not Jason Stackhouse, but I don't know his real name.
I don't know. He's Australian.
Yeah, he love the accent. And Alexander Skarsgård has an accent too. And
just
I'm just
a little one.
I'm in love.
I've been in love since the first time I saw him on True Blood, sitting in that.
Me too.
And he had that lean, guys.
Yeah, he did that lean like he just wasn't
and he put
caring.
Yes, the finger on the lip, and I was like, oh, my God, I do not like blondes, but I still want to be in his life.
Right?
I
normally don't like blondes at all, but dang.
No, blondes and blue-eyed, no, I've done that before. I'm so over that.
Yeah, I normally don't like them, but him, I would.
Give me tall, dark, and brooding.
I'm going to do bad things to you.
Right?
Oh, God, yes.
It still says. Okay. Now,
it will do very, very, very nicely bad things to me.
Now, I'm trying to keep these girls in the realm of gaming. I probably should not tell them that there is a True Blood sim, two or three of them, in Second Life, and there are at least two or three.
Okay, no.
Eric's Alexander Skarsgård, his character.
I went there because I love me some RP. I love vampire RP too, so I went there looking for a good RP. They suck.
No, there's two or three. One of them stays jumping, and their Eric is there every night, and whoever this is that role plays him has it to a T. I was being one of my male characters that me and a friend of mine created. She is a guy. And we were like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to switch to the girl because this is not going to work with me. I can't go sit in his lap as a guy. I have to think. So, not far as we know.
Well,
but,
Eric?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes. He's
now,
the guy in the show.
There's three True Blood sims, but each of them has, I'll have to go in and give you the link to the one where this particular Eric is there every night. He comes in, he sits in the chair, they have the whole bar, they have the whole Fantasia set up, and he sits in the chair and, you know, does the whole thing, and they role play, you know, he has his Pam, I think somebody is Sookie, and they'll play along with you, you know, they want you to introduce your own character, and they'll
right.
play along with you, but he's, whoever it is, you know, to the T, stuff that, you know, you would probably hear Eric say and do, and I was, you know, being the guy, I was like, this is not going to work when I climb into his lap and say hi. Because I think one of my guys is like 6'8".
So they are there every night?
He is there every night. One of them, the Eric, shows up every now and again, but this Eric shows up every single night.
I'm going to need the landmark to that, please.
Yeah, I am too, for real.
I have all that needs to sit in his lap.
Please bite me. Now, let me ask you, ladies, what is the sweetest thing that your NPC love has done for you in any of your games? What's your favorite thing you remember them doing for you?
You want NPC or another person?
No, another person. NPCs don't count because they're always sweet. They're written.
They are. Like Alistair gave you that rose he picked.
Okay. Yes, I know.
In Lothring, and he's like, I picked this rose because the Darkspawn were just going to come and ruin it. And it was just amazing to find this one beautiful thing in all of this death and decay. And it's kind of like you. You're that one beautiful thing. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh, Alistair.
Oh, my gosh, Alistair.
I heart you, Alistair. Kiss me. Okay, so a real person, not an NPC. Because, yeah.
Now, you know what's really messed up is normally online, I'm the one doing all the sweet stuff.
Really?
Yes, like I will set things up. I'll set out like little if it's Christmas or Valentine's Day, I'll set up like little balloons and a present here, and I'll come up with all these poems, and like I'll write a poem or I'll do a quote or something like that. And I don't normally get that, which, you know, bites.
So we need to cut some people. What about you, Ginger? Yeah. Had your in-game mates do something sweet for you?
Yeah, since the main one doesn't listen to this. Yeah, actually.
Wait a minute. Did
you
say
Wait a minute. Did you say main one?
If you call.
Yeah. All right, so on my alt. On my alt, she's an elf. And I mentioned, you know, she liked being outdoors and in the trees, and I loved all these nature sims. He happened to own a sim, so the whole ground sim became my forest. He went and bought trees and benches and sitting places and set it all up. I mean, beautiful trees. We're not talking about those cheap trees.
Yeah.
He went out to a store and he set up the whole island with the mountains and the trees and the grass. And it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. I loved it.
That's nice.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I had to let him go.
See, I get lots of sweet stuff done in game.
You know, maybe I'm just too fucking sweet.
I don't know. Maybe they're taking you for granted. You got to get that one that really wants to impress you.
Maybe.
Now, my City of Heroes husband, I'm saying that because we were talking about City of Heroes just before the show, although he aggravated the hell out of me, and I can't remember your name. You know who you are because he still kind of tags around behind me every now and again, hither and yon. When we were getting married in-game, I came down to, I want to say it's Independence Port. There's a really long dock that goes out into like the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I came down, he says, okay, stay up there. I came down and I had on my, you know, my white superhero suit. And he had everybody down there. Every superhero was doing something that made snow fall and mist and all this stuff. It was very pretty. And I came I came down and we kind of hovered down the aisle together. That was very sweet. Now, my first second life husband was very sweet. Christmas time, not Valentine's Day. He told me to stay logged in and go to sleep. Leave your laptop beside you. So I did because, you know, I sleep crazy hours anyway. But when I woke up, my camera, he told me, you know, where to put my camera. When I woke up, he had set up the whole house with all this Christmas stuff.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, how sweet. But he was a crazy bastard. And then my other one has done similar. Like, I kept saying I wanted weather. Remember my beach house, the one I keep crying over?
Yes.
I came back and there was snow everywhere and ice on everything that he left for me and a big present in the middle of the floor. I like those.
You know what? I'm going to stop because I'm telling you, if there's, like, a special occasion or, like,
if the person that I'm seeing is having a bad day, then I'll just do something randomly sweet. Like,
aww.
I'll either write a sweet poem for them, or I'll go online and find some quotes that are appropriate, or I'll go and get something silly in Second Life and send it to them. We'll find a silly picture or something like that. And I think, you know what? I'm going to stop doing that shit. Cause
you know,
time.
I do the songs.
I do the song thing, too. Like, I'll find songs and I'll send them to them, or I'll break down the lyrics and I'll – maybe I'm you know what? I'm going to stop doing that shit. If somebody wants me, they can fucking impress me for once. Because I'm tired of it.
Well, you know what? There may be some truth to what you're saying. Because now,
Lattos, get off my quarry.
Oh, it might also be that I have candy in my mouth. One of my Second Lives, my big, big love, which no one knows, I was just heartbroken over the loss of, even for real. I was like, oh. For a present, I came dressed to him in nothing but bows, you know.
Gladys got you. Hang on. Gladys got you.
Let me go, Gladys. Am I free? Am I free? Did she let me go?
Yeah, you're free. You're good.
So I came dressed with bows on all my naughty bits for him, and we broke up.
Mm-hmm. That day?
Not too long after. So Snow, there may be some truth to that when you're nice to them. Maybe they just don't like it.
You know, and oh, God. Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense because the last OC thing I had, who was actually a chick in real life, I was completely loyal for like a year or something. I was sweet to her all the time. I took up for her. I did all this stuff for her. And then she dropped me for some drama llama.
You know, I'm really, really starting to believe there's something to that, too. And I hate that.
I know, because that's not how I work. I am a sweet person.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You know,
I'm
not going to be a bitch to you. I'm not going to cause problems. I'm not going to be drama as long as you don't make me feel like something's wrong. You make me feel like something's wrong, then we're going to have problems.
So we think it's probably when you go against your nature, because I am not sweet. Well, not to everybody, only to those near and dear to me. So if I'm sweet to somebody, trust me, it was difficult to get there. It was difficult. And usually when I'm nice to them, they go a-running.
Well,
mean, they stick around. Be like, bitch, I don't want to talk to you today. Okay, Corey, well, here, take these flowers, and here's 5,000 lindens. I'm sorry.
See, but I can't be mean, though.
I have the black and the white. Either I'm very nice to you because I like you, or I ignore you and act like you don't exist because I hate you. And if I am paying attention to you and I hate you, it's because I'm telling you exactly how I want you to go and get out of my life forever. In not very nice ways. Very, very violent ways.
I don't do that. I mute people and that's it. But I'm telling you, it makes me so upset. You know what? And this may transfer over to real life too. So you guys listening, there are girls out there like me who are very sweet and very nice and freaks in the bed because I am.
Word,
but if you take it for granted that we're so nice and you think that we're going to stick around forever, I got news for you. We won't. Because, bitch, I am worth more than that.
Word.
Okay.
Now, I said that because I was crunching. I didn't want to crunch on the ears.
If I don't know you, if I'm not related to you, I have no issue telling you to go fuck off. It's when you're related to me that I have a hard time, but I'm getting much better at telling people even that I'm related to fuck off.
And I take full credit for giving Ginger that trait.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. I can do it. I really can, but I just choose not to unless it's extreme cases. And then I'll be like, and then I'll just rip them a new one, hit mute, and I'm done.
No, I had a family member try to contact me after years the other day. I was like, no, fuck you. Go away.
Let me pull y'all back to the gaming.
Another good thing, World of Warcraft, if you have a date outside of Dalaran, some of you haven't even looked. Y'all stay inside the walls. Y'all don't look outside.
Oh, I know. Look, I remember that. Okay, go ahead.
There are trees set on little islands, on the island around Dalaran, and there's even some in that zone where Dalaran is. If you fly around and look for them, there are some beautiful, amazing places to take some screenshots, to sit there with your loved one. And if you happen to have the picnic basket, you can sit it down, and then you two can sit on the picnic blanket together. And
you didn't say that. It's picnic basket.
Picnic basket.
I have all of those toys on my hunter. So, yeah, I take you there, and I rez out. I had the permanent picnic basket, too. It wasn't just like a one-time use thing.
Picnic.
You sit down and you could like it, put little hearts over your head and whatnot, and it was all very cute.
I remember doing
that. That enables you to stay close to your loved ones that way, your real life loved ones via game. Does that help either of you?
Yeah.
Yes. When the person that I was with was gone for a while, we were both playing. Oh, hell, what were we playing? I don't remember which game we were playing now. But, yeah, we were able to game together still. And that did help. That helped quite a bit.
Aww.
I think gaming is a good way to keep in touch with a long-distance romance. I really do. If you can, especially if you have a game where you can get married in game or you can have some sort of romantic exchange. Sorry.
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think gaming totally does. It's such a sweet thing to do if you're both gamers.
Yeah, because I think non-gamers don't get some of the gestures.
Right.
And, like, I'm trying to get me a Valentine for later on tonight. A cinnamon, a nice virtual bottle of champagne, some chocolates.
Very nice. You're going to tell me.
A frame with my photo in it. Where I'm bending over, sitting, rest a glass on it. No, I don't say that. But
with your old bubble butt, all right.
Rest a glass on it. But no, I think a non-gamer doesn't get the gesture. They're like, why is she sending me this? This is not real candy. And I'm guilty of doing that on occasion. Be like, this is not real stuff. What you getting all happy for? But it is the gesture of someone
doing
it.
Because it's not the physical item itself. It's that the person took the time to think of you. That's what really kills me, is even if you just have a virtual romance going on, if you take the time to think of the person you're with and you give them whatever gesture, it's not what they give you. It's the fact that they actually did something for you.
Just because I spent a whole 5 cents on you.
Exactly.
Oh, I got... Oh, that's what I got. He gave me, in Second Life, my virtual other half in Second Life, gave me a basket with a bear in it. So I was able to open it up. It had a bear. Had a little coupon thing in it that I can redeem coupons. That would be nice. But no, these are for, like, cuddling things and time spent together and stuff. Just little sweet gesture kind of things. It had flowers and it had wine and... What else? It had chocolates, I think.
So no shoes.
No shoes, but that's fine. I'll get shoes some other time. I had to agree to allow to be spoiled. What else? I got a card. But no, the thing that we did this morning, and, well, it was partly Valentine's Day, partly that I needed to take some Valentine's Day pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But we posed for pictures today.
Aww.
So I had already decided what poses I wanted to take, and then I took the pictures, and he's got copies, and of course the other copies are going up on Flickr because I'm going to use them. But, that was really a lot of fun.
You know what? I didn't even think about doing that today. I should have offered out my photography services for Second Life. As it were, I made pink New York Giant baby hats to give away, and, you know, some of you greedy bitches, they were gone in under 30 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, damn is right. Some people were taking two and three. I was like, your baby can only wear one hat at a time. And it's not like it's a different hat. It's just one hat.
Oh, wow. And those scripts are expensive for that. So,
well, I made sure I didn't buy that many. I think I had a couple extra.
Man, but still, man.
Yeah.
And can they give those away to anybody?
I don't believe so. I think I have them set to transfer, but you know the way the boxes are made, you can't really give it to anybody.
Yeah.
So once you own it, it's yours, or once you take it. So I didn't understand the concept of taking two or three, but they thought they could, and then I was like, okay, we'll have at it. They were free. But why exactly do you need three of the same hat?
Yeah.
You don't. It's just people, I think, honestly, they didn't think ahead and be like, okay, well, I can't give this to anybody else. This is a no-transfer item, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a transfer, but once you transfer, you can't use it. It knows the script.
Oh, that's so good.
I could give it to you, but once you try to put it on your baby, it's sorry, hat not found. Well, your baby is bald-headed and without a hat.
My baby looks absolutely adorable in her hat.
Yeah, Ginger's baby is wearing a yellow hat that I made for her.
God. I'm never doing the baby thing again.
Well, you know what? I said the same thing, but Ginger made me hold hers, and that's what got me.
Mm-mm.
Damn virtual baby. Damn.
Yeah, that was if you actually look at the pictures, I did not take off her shape. She is pregnant in those pictures.
Yeah, Ginger's got some large and in charge boobies.
in the play at the moment. So, yeah.
Large and in charge, boobalicious boobs. You know what? We tell people they can call in and say stuff to their...
You know, I never gave them the number either. Okay, so let me go ahead and give you the call-in number, because you can actually call in and say stuff to your loved ones if you want to.
Or
but please try to...
Keep it clean.
Yeah, well, relatively clean, you know, so this is the night show. But anyway, the call-in number, if you want to call in, is 347-215-7977. Let me give it to you again. 347-215-7977. We have approximately 20 minutes left. You can actually call in and you can say something to your loved one.
And if they're not awake, you can tell them tomorrow. How don't you listen
and
to
they
Game
can
of Girls
actually,
Radio?
Yeah, they can download the show and listen to it.
Yes, because one day you will say, wow.
Yeah.
We can't tell you why yet, but yeah, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is coming. That is coming very quickly.
I like making that noise with my mouth.
Every time you do that, I think Molly Pop. Molly Pop. Molly Pop.
That's going to be her sound from here on out. I wonder if she knows. Let me tweet to her and let her know we have created a sound effect for her. The way, Molly, if you're listening.
Oh, you know what? I think... Okay, let's talk about lingerie in games, because this is...
Oh, yes. Some of y'all get this right, some of y'all get this so horribly wrong.
But let me talk about, like, okay, this was kind of disappointing for me. Dragon Age. Okay? When the people were doing their whole love scenes, and I understand that you could not show naughty bits. I understand that. But you could have done camera angles differently, because that underwear was not attractive.
Well, you know, considering the age it was supposed to be set in, I don't think it was, you know.
No, even for the age, it wasn't. And it was the same underwear on everybody.
This is.
See, I don't like that. That is, you developers, I know, unfortunately, I won't say unfortunately, but a lot of you are men and y'all think like men. Us women, we want some pretty avatars. We want some pretty clothes.
Well, see, that's.
We still want our armor to be armor. We don't want our boobs and everything hanging out, but.
Well, see, that's in complete contrast to what we were saying this morning. I think they have trouble finding the fine line between when they're supposed to and when they're not to. Obviously, if it's a sex scene going on, then give me some lace, and especially if you've played up this whole romance thing. Put it this way. Think about a woman in real life. If it was a man that we've been traveling around together for months and we've been flirting and we're finally about to get our freak on, then I'm probably going to put on my pretty stuff for the first time. Just saying.
Just for the first time, even though it won't be on for long.
Yeah, just for the first time. But after that, it'd be like, yeah, I got these rags on, but you already know what's underneath. Let's do this. We got to kill this dragon in 15 minutes. Let's do this.
And, okay, and then you have... What was that?
That would be my cell phone and Molly tweeting.
And then you have, let's move on to Star Wars, okay, which I haven't seen my characters naked because they don't really show any naughty scenes, but you do have a slave girl outfit that you can wear, which is actually really pretty. They did good job with that.
You said in Star Wars?
Yeah, in Star Wars. As soon as I get Social 2, because you have to have Social 2.
That reminds me. You are missing, speaking of hot guy characters to have a romance with in a game, you are missing Star Wars The Old Republic, the single-player game. The guy in there is also reminds me a lot of Alistair, and I can't remember his name. I can't believe I can't remember his name because he's one of my favorite romantic characters, and he's even worse than Alistair because he lets on right at the beginning that he likes you, but every time you confront him about it, he goes, well, you know how I feel about you. You know I think you're beautiful. But let's get back to the task at hand. You're like,
Alistair
did
it all the time. It drove me bonkers.
Well, Alistair was a little on the shy side. He's getting my fucking nerves toward the end. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to fuck the elf. I'm tired of you. You can't make up your mind. But this other one here, he will just come at you out of the blue. There's nothing sweet
like,
about
hey,
it.
So let's go back to my tent.
This guy from Star Wars The Old Republic is like that. He's a good-looking guy. He just comes straight at you. Yeah, I like the way you wear that. You sure do look hot in that. But I'll talk to you more about that later. First, let me go over here. But before we go, I just want to tell you.
That's what they're doing with my romance in Star Wars now, The Old Republic. I'm sitting here. This one, I got Eric Dorgan on my trooper, my commando, okay, my soldier. She's a little bit of a tomboy, obviously, because she's a soldier, but he is hot. I mean, he's gruff. He's, you know, aggressive. He's hot. But he's being kind of coy. I mean, because I did one thing. He was like, I said something. He said he was going to go check out something. And I was like, a girl has got to have her secrets. He says, oh, you got something to hide or something like that. And it just, he's just being coy. And, you know, if you're that gruff and aggressive, can you just grab me by the hair and shove me against a wall or something?
Oh, yes, please. Yes. Yes, yes.
We're going to get some girls in trouble tonight, or some girls are going to be like, you know, I didn't know I liked this. Go ahead and grab that a little harder.
You never know until it happens the first time. And then you're like, oh, hey.
Don't go to work with no bruises tomorrow and blame it on us is all I want to say.
Yeah. Oh, or if you do,
yes,
you can just say, I failed.
Yeah. Wait a minute, both of y'all, I heard be safe to stock shelves, something.
sorry, you go ahead first. No,
I said if you do end up with bruises, just say I fell.
Okay, I don't know how the two things got mixed up. It'll be safe to stock shelves.
Yeah. No, well, mine was I was stocking shelves at a pharmacy with bruises on my knees, so yeah.
Molly's in the room.
Oh, she wants to hear a sound effect. Molly,
hey.
That's your sound effect.
Oh, all right, who's talking?
Sing the song, Snow.
Molly Pop, Molly Pop. Oh, Molly, 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 Molly Pop.
I'm sorry, I was joining in. She always stops when I join in. Okay, so those of you out there who have never ventured into a virtual world before, because we're kind of all over the place. It's mostly the sugar, sorry. It's your first Valentine's Day. You're in Second Life. You're like, I don't know what to do. Okay, if you don't have a little suitor-type person, there are tons, and I mean tons, of little Second Life dating events going on. You just kind of have to watch the front page, whichever viewer you use to log in. If you don't know what viewers are, then you probably have the standard one. Just look at the front page before you log in, and you'll see all kinds of things going on. If your computer is not high-end, don't go to the places that look like they have a lot of traffic. That's usually little icons that have little people and they're lit up. If it's all the way over by 2 or 3, those little people icons, don't go there. You're not getting in. And if you get in, you're not going to be able to move. If anybody talks to you, you're not going to be able to find them. You won't be able to dance with them. Just give it up.
Yeah.
Go to a place, maybe one little icon. If you have a high-end computer, go. Turn it up. Crank it. Go there. Turn your
computer. Don't walk into people. There are physics inside Second Life. Bumping people is rude.
It's considered rude, yes, but just in case you're not able to help it, you can't see, people have a
res. Sometimes people can't help it, but it's always polite to let everything res. And when we say res, we mean actually show up on your screen.
Mm-hmm. The Second Life, it has to load into your screen. You can see everything. Usually, if you got a nice computer, it takes you about, maybe 30 seconds or so, a slow computer, maybe a minute, but just stand there, chill out. People may res and bump into you. They may land on your head. But you just stand there quietly. And when you go, don't be afraid to say hello to the guys or the girls or get out on the floor and dance. I would not advise talking in voice because it's just don't do it.
No.
Don't put any of your real details in on your profile. A lot of people are doing that in Second Life now. I don't like it. You see people that put up their real life pictures and they got their whole thing. I live in Southern California. I live at 425. No, don't put in your real details. Part of this is the fantasy. You girls that say, you know, I always wanted to know what it's like to be Tyra Banks, go buy you a Tyra Banks avatar and be her for the night. You can even change your name to Tyra Banks in the game.
You could. And you know what? You could be Tyra Banks 1 week, and you could be Rihanna the next.
Or you could be Rebecca Romaine.
Or you could be Sarah McLachlan.
Ginger Ghost Star.
Ginger Ghost Star.
Oh, one more time for the Mari. Okay. Anyway. So enjoy the fantasy today, and if you're walking around, you do meet a guy, you decide you want to have virtual sex, you do not need condoms. But you can pick yourself up some really nice lingerie. You can buy it in-world, which means we tell you go to a store and buy it, or you can go to the Second Life Marketplace and pick you up something nice. It could be rip away. Yes, it will really rip off you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. There's a new store, by the way, if you haven't seen it, called The Bishes.
I like it.
Check it out. For real?
Yeah, the Bishes is what it's called.
Why did I think of that name?
My girl's actually in some lingerie from there, and yeah.
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to have to go there.
And under 100 Linden.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not going to be doing it anymore because your girl is getting good with the learning how to make the stuff, so no, I will not be going to the Bishes, but thank you.
I can't make shit, so I'll be going there.
I'm going to be there. As soon as I get this prim texturing down, I'm going to be the bish walking around Second Life with my gowns, one of a kind, haute couture, bish.
Tell them, girl.
You see I'm snapping every time I say it.
I saw that.
Let me take it real low. So I had to lean over in my chair when I did that. Oh, I think I heard something. So that is your Second Life primer there. If you're really lost, you can look for us. We're on some incarnation that we're on. Usually I'm on. Yeah, I'm on two or I'm usually on three all at the same time, which is very confusing.
I am not really on. I'm not really. I'm on Second Life a little bit, but I am not on a character I want anybody to know.
No, that's good.
We also have a group inside Second Life.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Gamer Girls Radio or is it Gamer Nature?
It's Gamer Girls Radio. It's actually open to join, so feel free. If you look up Gamer Girls Radio in Second Life, it's you can actually join it. There's no cost. It's free enrollment, but if you spam it, we'll kick your ass out.
And spam charge it. You 5,000 linens to get back in.
Yes.
That will be $3.25 in real money. But it buys a lot of shoes. I just want to let you know.
Nom, 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 shoes.
Yay, shoes.
Now, if you find us in other worlds, that's the other thing. You guys out there, you're looking for something nice to romantic do for your girl. Other games that we frequent, APB. Nice. You can. I don't know if you can get people gifts in there, but I know you can
kill people together. That's always fun.
Yeah.
You get in the car, roll around in your convertible, roll over people. But in Fallen Earth, I want to tell you, that would probably be the most romantic place ever to do something amazing for your significant other, is to go find them parts for a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Or some weapons, stuff like tainted milk, which is rare. Go if well, you don't have time now, but for next year, start saving up the tainted milk.
Actually, you brought up an idea for me. A friend of mine last year, year before last. Anyways, her husband, real life husband, spent a week saving up, earning all of the parts for it to make her little mech copter in World of Warcraft.
That's awesome.
Aww. Yes, yes. He depleted like all of his funds, and he was up just about 24 hours a day farming everything for it.
I'd be all like, I'd be verklempt. I would be so verklempt right then.
One of mine gave me a yacht too, but he took it back when we broke up.
I don't get anything.
See,
you know, I'm gonna bitch because I'm so nice to everyone, and I don't get anything.
I give it back. I'm like, take this. I don't want it.
Give it back? Okay, no. I give back prim babies, but not jewelry. I still have all the...
I gave back all the clothes that were transferable. I gave back all the jewelry that was transferable. Okay. I deleted anything else.
Hell no.
No, girl. Unless it totally goes out of fashion, and then I'll delete it. But no, other than that, I'm keeping that shit.
Like, then I give it back. It'd be like a year later, they'd be like, that's a bitch sending me these shoes because they are out of fashion.
Because they don't... Because they look broke.
The gorgeous ball gowns that he spent like 8,000 linden a piece on, and I was like, trash, trash, trash.
Well, see, you have to take pictures of that or it doesn't work. See, that's the flip side of Valentine's Day. If you're mad at your significant other in Second Life, okay, here's a perfect way to get back at somebody. This actually happened to one of my friends who's, what is he, transsexual? I don't know. She, whatever she's calling her. I don't know what she's calling herself this week. It changes from week to week. But her mistress, because she's a slave, was acting up, and she had built this whole sim for her, an entire sim, beautiful, okay? The bitch was acting up, tried to dump her for some guy. She came back, she left, she came back in. She had deleted everything off the sim and left pieces, only the pieces that she had contributed. So this woman had built this woman a club. She built her an elven forest in the back of the club, a resort, and all she left was a few trees and a few, you know, posts and things.
Wow.
Now that's fun.
I've seen that happen. World of Warcraft. I played that game entirely too much. Besides Second Life, World of Warcraft. I've seen people get on their partner's account, and this is why you never share information, people, ever.
Ever.
And deleted everything. Everything. We're talking took the gold, emptied the vault, deleted all the mounts, all the clothes, all the weapons.
I had that happen with this second City of Heroes, but one other guy that I played City of Heroes with that got mad at me, went in and deleted everything from our super base, you know, except for stuff he couldn't touch. Then when we started speaking again, he wanted to put his stuff down. I was like, I don't think so. You can't come up in the super group no more. I am a solo hero from here on out. Get your own base.
Okay, you know what? I am totally... Snow White is going on fucking... I'm going on strike from being sweet. I'm so irritated today because it just hit me from this conversation how sweet I am, and nobody does jack for me. So fuck y'all. I'm not doing anything else.
We're not saying you can't be a little bit sweet, but there is something to be said to having an edge. I have to say, my partner, we get into this every once in a while where I get too sweet and he can't stand it, and then I go off and I throw a big old hissy fit. And
I'll see my next T-shirt there in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that. I'm not saying it.
Digital,
I like that.
Hi, Pimpstress. You can say it because it'll be made as soon as we get off the show. They think I'm playing around. If I say I'm making it on the show before you can decide, oh, I'm going to make that, it's already done.
That's nice. Hello, guest 10990. You should sign in. You can talk to us. By the way, we've got a couple of minutes left. You can call and say something to your loved ones.
Yes, let me give you the call-in number if you want to call in and say something to your loved one. The call-in number is 347-215-7977. And you know what, Molly? I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who's just too sweet, because I don't know. Like, I always try to think of ways to make people smile. And you know what? It's about fucking time somebody does that for me. Damn it.
You know what? I already flashed my fluffy cakes at you. I don't know what else you want.
I got to feel your fluffy cakes, and that made me a very happy girl.
See, I never do nothing. Of course, that was some padding, but that ain't the point. I don't just let anybody touch my fluffy cakes.
You didn't realize I was doing it until I was doing it. You were like, oh, hey, your hands are...
I lie because...
Depending on the gadget, I may even let you touch the fluffy cakes, okay?
Nice. I lie. I will tell y'all. Before we have to go, wait a minute, we still got time. We still got about 4 minutes. I'm looking at, I got two different clocks going. In real life, I'm known as a kiss slut, and I will get topless, but that is as far as you get. Seriously. Like, I'm telling everybody this. They don't mean you're going to get it. You right there, sit down. I said I was when I was younger. I was a kiss slut.
I'm not. I'm actually in real life, in person, I'm actually pretty... I'm pretty detached, I guess, antisocial.
Do I need to remind you again?
What?
Ginger, she's going to make me tell it again.
Tell what?
She is, too.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow, snap.
Oh, no, that was not, that was not on purpose. That was.
Yes, you just left that man speechless, all on accident.
And no, I really didn't. I don't even remember doing it. It was just something I did. I don't know. But I don't like anyone to touch me in real life unless I really, really know you. Don't come up and try to give me a hug. I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, don't come up and act like my friend unless we know each other. I'm just like that.
And I just gave all the wrong impressions. Somebody's going to come up and try to kiss me and grab my boobs.
Yes,
and
they are. Yes,
you get
they are.
A mouthful of fists, you're going to be like, what happened?
I'm telling you, dude, if you're not coming up with, like, the latest cutting-edge piece of tech, don't even think about it.
You got to walk away.
Unless you walk away with a limp.
Unless you are Alexander Skarsgård or Jason Momoa or Vin Diesel.
Wait, you forgot. Or carrying a DS with a PS Vita, an Elite Xbox, a PlayStation, and a car that has Mario and Princess Peach painted on the side. No, you cannot come up and kiss me and grab my phone.
Exactly.
Unless you are one or all of the above, preferably all of the above.
Yes, be one of those people and have all those gifts with
you. Yes, only then and only then can you grab me by the hair and shove me against the wall and kiss me. I'm just saying.
Well, my lollipop is gone.
Aww.
And it's time for the show to end.
Yes, time for the show to end. Let me go ahead and close this out. Remember, guys, today's Valentine's Day, so if you haven't actually done anything, you're screwed. Too late.
No, you're not. You can go in Second Life and have a good old time, or any MMO for that matter. Lots of Valentine's Day things going on.
Yes, so. Yes. There's also Red Light District if you go in. There's actually toys, interactive toys you could use.
Red Light District, no. Anyway.
If you want to just get your freak on, we're saying. You're not really wanting to do anything, but just.
Yeah, if you just want to get your freak on, Red Light District is fine. Anyway, you can tune in tomorrow and hear Ginger and Corey, my two besties. You can hear them do the show, the news tomorrow. You can tune in on Thursday and hear all three of us, plus Blaster, probably, maybe, we'll see. And we will do our normal Thursday show, which is Off the Hook. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't. And peace out. That's it.
Come back, mama. trouble every time we pass them by. So let's get weird. Wicked little girl.